Transfer Cats. I am live and local here at Chico State University. It is a beautiful May day. Graduation has occurred, so the campus is beautiful. It's quiet. I'm looking at redwood trees and a beautiful river that runs through it. And I am here with your man, Oscar De Leon.
Hey, hi.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And a little background, Oscar was a student. He was a road runner at College of the Desert.
Yeah.
And he ran the road all the way up here. So you've been here, is it 2 years
now? 2 years now,
yes.
Oh,
my goodness. And yeah. You just graduated.
I just graduated on Friday with a degree in plant and soil science with an option in crops and horticulture. And beginning next week and in the fall, I began my graduate studies here.
That
I got accepted
so
to graduate
awesome.
School here. So
before we get into grad school, let's not jump the gun. Tell me a little bit about your journey. How did you get this far? Because you're not a traditional student.
No.
You're not 18 years old. I know we all feel like we are, but
I do. I feel like I'm a kid inside. So
right.
What happened was, I think in 2021, my brother tragically died of a drug overdose. Mm. So it was brought to my attention and my grief. Why don't you take a couple classes at COD? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got excited. My brother died a few days after Christmas, and by that January, I was already enrolled full time at College of the Desert to earn a 25 unit irrigation certificate.
Okay.
And that, and on the first day of school, my professor in plant and soil science, Eddie Vodka. Hey, Eddie, what's
Shout
up?
Out.
Eddie, what's up, Eddie? On the first day of school, he said something that changed my life forever. He said, if you're here for the certificate, you may as well stay for the degree. You're halfway there anyways. So later on that day, I switched my degree from certificate to an associate's, and then a week later an associate's to transfer.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so, that's just only one part. Then there was your part of my life that changed.
What was that?
So it was in November before I graduated. I was going to graduate that spring, but I was already done in that November. And I was sitting up in the computer lab in tutoring in task right there at the tutoring center. And I was finishing up writing a paper, and Scott here happened to be having a transfer workshop. So he comes up to me and he's like, hey, Oscar, what are you doing? I'm just writing a paper. Hey, you want to apply for CSU apply? Like, what do you mean? Yeah, you can apply to a transfer to a four-year university and you get to choose four of them for free. I was like, what? Free? Okay. So I started the application process that day. I believe we continued it like that Saturday on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it a shot. Like, I wasn't planning. I was just going to go back to work after my degree. And 2 weeks later, I started getting acceptance letters in the mail. First one actually was Stanislaus State.
Okay.
My mom called me to tell me I got a pamphlet.
Yeah.
So I was excited to go see the pamphlet, you know?
Stan State.
And I'm looking at Stan State's pamphlet. Oh, it's cool. And I give my sister's like, let me look at that.
Yeah.
So I hand it to my sister. She's like, do you know you got accepted? I was like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, you got conditionally accepted based on your final transcript. So I was like, what? And I get clicked, like, oh my God, it's, oh my God, oh my
Israel.
God, it's happening.
Yeah.
And then over the next few months, I got acceptance to Cal Poly Pomona, Fresno State, Stanislaus State, Chico, and Cal Poly Humboldt.
Wow.
I think those are the five that I applied for. Yeah. And I chose Chico.
Why Chico?
There was a professor I had, Roy Short, in ag. He was like a little old man. He was like 90, but he was so vibrant, you know?
Yeah.
And he used to talk about Chico State all the time in class. And to me, I had never been anywhere. You know, at this point in my life, I hadn't even been on a plane yet. And I'm already an adult. Like, I'm in my 40s, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, Chico State sounded like it was like on the other side of the planet.
Mm.
You know, so I had already chosen Chico. I wanted to come here.
Yeah.
I was already sold. I hadn't even been here yet, but I was sold. So I came up here. What verified that I made the correct decision was in the spring, they have a event called Choose Chico Day,
mm-hmm.
where everybody comes to visit Chico State. And when I came up here, I absolutely fell in love with Chico. It is so unlike Southern California.
Yep.
It's, if you were to say NorCal, I'd say Chico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, just to paint a picture here, I'm looking at redwood trees and pine trees, and it's green, a lot of red brick, very tranquil, beautiful.
stream runs through the campus.
Yeah, you feel like you're in nature, but at the same time, downtown Chico is fun. There's a lot of cool things going on here.
It's right next to campus.
Everyone seems so friendly, too.
Yeah, everybody's very friendly here.
You know? So you come in as a transfer student. Yeah. What are some programs people should be on the lookout for in terms of success?
See, I'm as a non-traditional student, and when I chose to come up here to Chico, I left a long-term relationship. I had the opportunity to go to school when I was young, and I didn't take it, and I regretted it. So here I am 20-some years later. The opportunity comes around for me to leave the Coachella Valley, and I jumped on it. So coming up here, my last semester at COD, I was couch surfing because that relationship, tragically ended. I chose to come to school. So I came up here to Chico as a homeless student on the bus with 4 bags of clothes and $800. And one of the programs that helped me most as far as like housing was the basic needs program here at Chico State. I got a hotel room for 3 days. And then when I came to orientation, it opened me up to Chico State support, and they took care of me right after that. They paid for a hotel room for 2 weeks and let me into off-campus student housing 7 weeks early.
Wow.
And they said I was the first one. I remember John telling me, you're the first one that we've hooked you up. Don't mess it up, please.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, John, no problem. I'll take care of you. I got you, John. And the rest is pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Basic needs. The counselings are great here. Clubs are, everybody's real super friendly up here.
Yeah.
You know?
Tell me about academic supports.
They got tutoring. Everybody's got their own individual tutoring. The professors are amazing. I'm a big office hours guy. Mm-hmm. So that's how I built a lot of my relationships with my professors is, one, I go to office hours. Two, I raise my hand and ask a lot of questions in class. Don't be scared to raise your hand in class. They like that when you ask questions.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease,
right? I get a lot of support. Like if you were to ask any professors about me, that's what they would say most is, he asks a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody will raise their hand, but you know Oscar will give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you graduated. Tell me a little bit, where are you headed next?
Okay, so originally, I came up here to get a license through the state of California called a pest control advisor license. And the only way you can really get that license is a 4-year college degree. It's a license to write applications to farmers. Farmers just can't spray whatever they want. They want to know what's happening to their fields. And what you do is you write the recommendation for them. Okay, so yeah, I came up here for the pest control advisor license, and I really dig the ag stuff and farming. In the fall semester, I took a class with a Dr. Cobian, a plant pathology. Well, I fell in love with that class. That class was like viruses, bacteria, funguses, and plants, their cycles, and I loved it. And that's what made me think. And that's what I had a conversation with my friend Danielle.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you don't have to stay in ag. I thought I had to do something interdisciplinary in ag because they don't have a master's program for ag.
Right.
I was able to jump over to biology.
Wow.
So now I'm going to be doing plant biology stuff for my master's in the fall. The exciting part is I'm studying fungal pathogens in rice, and I already have my It sounds like a big word,
but super nerdy. Yeah, it's great.
I'm studying fungus in rice, fungus that are destructive to rice crops.
Wow.
And I already have my samples. So I was allowed to take this week off, but my research starts next week. My research, my papers, how to grow my fungus, and what experiments I'm going to be running with my pathogen. So.
And you're doing a PhD program?
No, I'm doing a master's program here.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a path with funguses and rice in Northern California, since rice is it's a major crop up here.
Huge, right?
I think if I can establish that I do funguses and rice, that's my foot in the door to Davis. I want to go to Davis for my PhD.
Okay, putting it out there.
Hey, Davis, I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to be harassing you. I shine very bright, Davis. So I'm going to network. You're going to be hearing about me pretty soon.
That sounds awesome. So give me an insider's tip to where can I find the best food on campus?
Well, okay, 90% of Chico State students live within 1 mile of campus. The campus is surrounded by nothing but fraternity houses, apartments for students, whether student housing or student housing. So everything is, we're sitting on campus right now. We're probably on the northern side of campus. I could walk to downtown in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we can pick from a number of restaurants. I don't know. Taco trucks everywhere. Hey,
sounds good to me.
I've been on those bowls.
Poke bowls. Yes.
There's Momo's down the street right here. Like I could get a big old poke bowl for like $16.
It's almost lunchtime.
I know. So we're getting poke hungry. Bowls has been my thing lately.
Where do you go on campus to just chill out?
I go to the Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frats and all them, they like to go to Riley's. That's not my scene.
Okay.
My scene is the Bear. That's where a little bit more of the grad students hang out.
Yep.
Different crowd. Still Chico State crowd. The Bear is three floors. It has a dance floor.
Nice.
No cover charge. The drinks are reasonable. And it's crowded on a Friday and Saturday.
Very cool. How about here on campus? If you want a mental break and you want to chill on campus in a quiet spot, where do you go?
They have beautiful lawn areas. Mm-hmm. The library's cool here. I go to Project Rebound because I could stare at people walking down the hallway. It's quiet in there.
What's Project Rebound?
Project Rebound is it's a project here on campus that supports formerly incarcerated students. And me being a non-traditional student, I'm also formerly incarcerated.
And you're PhD bound.
Remember, I came to school for a 25 unit certificate.
Yeah, right.
A 25 unit irrigation certificate is turning into a PhD.
Isn't it funny how life has like little nudges along the way?
Your mind's just got to be quiet enough to see these, I don't know, like brief conversation with you. My relationship with Professor Eddie Vodka in the Planet Soil Science, these little moments in my life have pointed me into a PhD program path.
Absolutely. And the folks here have been supportive at Chico State.
Very supportive. I thrive in this environment. I thrived at COD and I especially thrived here. It's like I've grown so much in the last 2 years. I grew at the 2 years at COD and I love COD.
You describe that as your foundation.
That's my foundation. That's what set the tone, let me know, like, this is what you need to work on, dude.
Yeah.
One, I didn't know how to write. I'm a science guy, so I don't know how to write an MLA style paper. Now I could do one, could do a 10 page paper like in a day.
Yeah.
No problem. Pick a topic. It showed me what I needed. Me coming back to school 20 years later, you know, I was way behind the curve. Canvas, they didn't have Canvas when I tried to go to COD. I tried to go to COD and dropped out in 98.
Yeah. Blackboard, maybe. Yeah,
it was still, my transcripts still show all those S from dropping out.
Yeah.
And that was from 98.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a wide learning curve, but once I got up here, COD sent the foundation for me to excel here even more.
For someone who's maybe on the fence about transferring, they're afraid, you pretty much gave up your whole life in the Southern California area to come up here.
I changed my whole life.
What advice would you give to people?
Take a shot. How are you going to win the game if you don't swing the bat? Or how are you going to win the basketball game if you don't take that shot?
Amen.
There's programs up here to help you. Just don't think that you're going to come up here and suffer. The school doesn't like that. So if you're registered here at Chico, you're open to all their services, and that's emergency housing, food benefits, Cal Fresh. They have everything you can possibly need to succeed here. There should be no reason that you come up here and you do not succeed.
Yeah. Awesome, folks. Well, we are going to go maybe try one of those poke bowls. Who knows? But if you get a shot, please check out Chico State. It is gorgeous. It has exceeded all of my preconceived notions about this whole area, the school. Yeah. It feels like a family-friendly environment.
It's a small, intimate campus. Coming up here to Chico, I would have to say, has been one of the smartest and wisest decisions I've ever made in my life. No regrets.
That's awesome. And on that note, I want to thank you, Transfer Cats, and I will see you in the next episode. Until then, keep calm and transfer on.
Chico State.